This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. We pride ourselves on providing creative solutions to finance small businesses. I'm here with Paul Sharfman of Specialty Cheese Company talking about the benefits of government-guaranteed lending. We help Paul with both SBA and USDA loans to help him consolidate financing and grow his business.
Each time we've had a financing challenge, the Byline people have said, I don't know how we're going to do this, but they don't say no. They say, let's figure out a plan to work together to make it happen. And by gosh, they do. The philosophy of the small business capital team at Byline Bank and what the team executes so well is working with riskier companies that have potential and mitigating that risk with government-guaranteed credit enhancements through SBA and USDA loans. Very persistent, diligent, understanding people. We tripled our balance sheet overnight.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
According to my research gurus, chances are you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Hungry Man, whose burger apparently tastes better at high speeds, and Miss Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind, like the Sonata and Santa Fe, both with available blind spot collision warning. And both from the brand ranked number one in customer loyalty 10 years in a row, according to Brand Keys. So next time you're behind the wheel, hopefully it's in a Hyundai. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now lease the Hyundai Tucson for just $189 a month for 36 months with $33.89 due at lease signing. But you'll have to hurry. This offer won't last long. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Based on 2010 through 2019 Brand Keys Customer Loyalty Engagement Index. Lease excludes taxes, title, and license. Offers end 6/9/19. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Engines are roaring. Vehicles are being ripped apart piece by piece. Rooms and home theaters are being wired. This is a typical day at Lincoln Tech in Melrose Park, where auto and collision repair technicians and electricians and electronic systems techs train for careers that are in demand across the region. And Lincoln partners with top employers that can help get your career off the ground. Put your potential to work at Lincoln Tech. There's still time to enroll for June classes. Visit lincolntech.edu for details and consumer info.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K A R S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K A R S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Campland RV. Head on over to Campland RV for their 58th anniversary sale now through the end of June. Find great deals on RVs and campers. Campland RV, RV buying made easy. Just a short drive off I-94 in Northwest Indiana.
Wong at second, Bader at first, Carpenter at the plate, two away, the 3-2. Called strike three. Darvish gets out of the jam.
2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Darvish got him with a sharp breaking ball, and that's out number two.
Magnifico!
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score. And you, Darvish, had a 5.01 ERA in May.
Yes, he did, but... Tonight is June, so he gets a new opportunity. Although he was, if he was Mr. May, what does he do tonight? It's June, what, 5th? What's June 5th? Does that ring a bell to you? A good day in history?
D-Day? Tomorrow is D-Day.
I know we missed the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square protest a couple days ago. I forgot to mention that.
That, you know, I got to tell you something.
Luckily, we're not broadcasted in China. Otherwise, we'd be taken off the air right now for acknowledging it.
But that, do you remember that guy standing in front of the tank? That, I got to tell you, that, what an image. And what an amazing moment. And, you know, I'm sure that poor guy got trouble.
Yeah, I would think so. That was quite an image.
What are you laughing about? How dare you? We already mentioned
historical references for 500.
Well, it's China.
Okay. We mentioned 420 is a bad day in history.
Yeah.
It's also the anniversary of the Columbine shooting and the BP oil disaster. And if you go back to that week in April, I'm not even going to get into it now, but that some of the worst things ever in humanity happened that week.
You know,
certainly
we're not really
in the United
States.
Yeah, that's a pretty
Lincoln
dark
assassination. It's a bad week all the way around.
Bad week.
Yeah. So don't start. Don't start with.
And the reason we're mentioning that because apart. That was the last time Yu Darvish lost a game. Right, that's what Zach said.
Again,
that was the last time he lost a game.
Thought we didn't care about wins and losses, and I don't know how many games of those, how many times he's won. It's not like he's been mowing people down and lasting a long time. And I'm his biggest supporter, certainly on this show.
I would say that's true. I would definitely agree with that because Zach was saying what you've been suggesting is that you're going to, you know, focus on the positives when it comes to Darvish. I think that he's got a lot more to prove, especially given, you know, the money he's making, and that establishes the expectations, and he's fallen short of them. So he needs he needs another start tonight, like he has been pretty good lately. He needs to repeat those performances. Last time out in St. Louis, he was pretty good.
Is it going to be Victor Caratini, or is it going to be Wilson Contreras?
I think it'll probably be Caratini.
That's interesting.
Maybe not, but I think that all the signs are that Darvish has had more success with other catchers. I don't know if that's, again, I can't recall Joe Maddon being asked this directly about Yu Darvish's personal catcher.
Yeah.
I wish someone would
ask him about it.
Well, I think he probably, it's a fair question. Certainly two straight days off for Wilson Contreras, is that a bat you can take out of the lineup? Victor Caratini was, he's 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position last night. Is that what the statistic is?
Victor was -2 with runners in scoring position last night, is what it says.
It says minus.
0-for-2.
It could be
a negative. I've created a new metric. Hey, listen, I'm trying to get you guys information as fast as humanly
possible. That's
great. Yeah, and it's good, but it was.
Don't make me go Papa Joe on you guys and start like looking things up and you wonder why the phone calls.
I just wanted to make sure it was accurate.
Look behind the curtain, okay? You really want to pick on me?
I wasn't picking on you.
Who's going ever. After you?
Some of the snowflakes today, some of the biggest I have ever seen.
Theo Epstein on the station
sensitive.
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
So, Mr. Sensitive.
He could maybe address that, especially if Contreras is out of the lineup for second straight game tonight.
Yeah, again, we'll see.
Sox have a day game.
Yes, the Sox have an early day game.
It's noon.
Because they're in Washington.
It's a nooner. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Dylan Covey against Anibal Sanchez. Bad news for the White Sox. We haven't mentioned it yet, but Nicky Delmonico.
Yeah, I saw
surgery.
That.
That's really,
really sad.
Unfortunate for him.
That would be a big deal if he were with the big league ball club, but he's not.
It's a big deal anyway.
Well, it's a big deal
to Nicky
Delmonico.
It's a big
deal for Nicky, but I don't know that it's a huge deal for the Sox. And that's not insulting Nicky. He's just not on the roster right now. And that was performance-based. There were other options. And so he's down in the minor leagues, and he's suffered a season-ending injury.
So Dylan Covey goes today for the White Sox, Yu Darvish tonight for the Cubs. Who has a better start?
It's a fun question. Can I just jump in and say that Mr. May is actually Lucas Giolito, since he was the Major League Pitcher of the Month of May? Just to clarify that.
Kyle Hendricks might object to that.
I am, because he had
a pretty good month, too.
I am looking forward to the Sox game, but I'm also very apprehensive after watching what happened yesterday. It just seemed, when you get a 5-0 lead and you're vying for 500, and again, that means nothing to anyone but me, but it meant something to me, and I was really looking forward to it. And I thought, like, here it is, it's going to happen, and then the whole thing
this
unraveled.
Is what you don't want to happen, though. You don't want to be
never watch another game.
No, you're never going to watch another game.
No,
I know you
maybe
said
not
that.
Another. Maybe not another Ronaldo Lopez start. Maybe.
You don't want to be sitting there in July and say, well, do you remember back in June when they led the Nationals 5-0?
Oh, don't say
and then
it.
We were one game below 500, and had don't we just won it. That game, we would even out, and then who knows. But we blew that lead, and everything fell
so
apart
you
after
think,
that.
You are suggesting that's the turning point of the White Sox season.
I'm hoping it isn't.
Oh, but you believe it is because
no,
you are a secret.
I'm hoping it isn't.
Yeah.
And there's a difference. I'm not suggesting that it is, but I think that that's today. I think if, to use Dustin as maybe the judge here, is this a statement or game, or is this a
must win?
Must win. I think it might be must win.
Wait, we're using Dustin as the judge
yes.
now?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, you thought Brett Kavanaugh was bad.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. I mean, now I finally have been officially insulted.
No, but listen.
now it's official.
Do you see what I mean? Because if they win today, what happened last night is maybe easier to, you went into Washington, you split. But if you lose today, you got an off day tomorrow, right? They're off tomorrow. And then this sort of festers. And it's like, oh, God, this is a bad week. This is almost as bad of a week as mid-April.
And then they go to New York for four.
Yes. So you've got to really respond.
Are you going to take that? Look at you. You're just nodding your head.
And then another day off, and then the Cubs for two.
Yeah, that's a big series.
No, that's right.
No, wait,
the Sox
go to Kansas City, don't they?
Yes.
They got Kansas City this weekend, then two more with the Nationals, then the Yankees, then the Cubs.
Sorry, yeah, I got ahead of
back myself. Off there, pal. Dustin's trying to stack some losses.
Win the game today. Listen, erase last night's
I'm
bad
fine
memory.
I'm winning, but it's not about winning. Yesterday was more important because of who was pitching. They could have lost that game like 3-2, and it would be you'd have felt okay if Lopez would have had a better. The problem was Lopez's outing. That was the problem.
Yes.
Forget about the wins and losses. I know you want to get to 500. You want, but it's,
yeah.
That's what was most important.
Dustin, though, they scored 5 runs. They scored 4 runs.
He should have been
in the
been
first
so
inning.
Confident in his stuff.
He
should have been throwing the ball over the plate and.
Yes, and they went up 5-0
against Strasburg.
Against
that's the point too.
Steven Strasburg. And by the way, it was his 100th win. Did you notice
good
that
for him? Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
That's great.
He ended up getting the win because he stayed in the game, and then they came back and they won.
But I want to make this clear too, though. I want to make this point.
Please,
you know,
clarify
the fact whether they won last night or lost last night, whether they win tonight, today, and whether they. This isn't really about everyone talked the other. Well, they're not going to make the playoffs.
No,
I don't think that's important. What is important is that they play games that mean something. And I'm not suggesting that if they get to 500, they're automatically pay attention to the wild card standings. They're going to make the wild card, but competing for that is important rather than just letting the season slip away. And you get to August and you're like, oh gosh, let's just end the season. You want to be playing games that matter for some reason, competitive games in August. That's part of the development. It's not about where you end up. It's how you get there.
Well, I mean, it was just deflating to see them lose the way they lost yesterday. That's all that I'm talking about. They, you know, regardless of what this year is for, they had an opportunity to reach 500 after a really nice run at home, a great homestand. And then you go on the road and you're beating up one of the best pitchers in baseball and everybody's feeling good about yourself. And then the storyline ends up being, you know, what was the first question we asked this morning? Should Ronaldo Lopez be demoted? You think about where this team is at, how thin the starting pitching is, how many injuries they're dealing with, and now we're asking, should he be demoted? Just to get him out of our sight. Not necessarily because of his development. Just because we don't want to look at him again.
If you're staying consistent with, okay, the individual progress is important for each guy, each prospect. He's a prospect. He's a guy that's part of this rebuild. You have to find a way to salvage him. And if sending him down to regain some confidence, to fix something mechanically helps, then that's what you do, or you consider it.
Okay, and to answer the question on the table, which is who's going to have a better start today, Dylan Covey or you, Darvish?
That is the question on the table.
Can I not go with both ideas?
No.
Can't I have both of them?
No.
Well, in that case, I'm going to go with,
check a box.
I'm going to go with Dylan Covey.
Because I'll say Darvish.
I think the problem you. Darvish has is that they're playing a team that had won 8 straight games and saw that winning streak come to an end, and I would imagine they will be better today than they were yesterday. And as much as we talk about how the Cubs are hitting in with runners in scoring position and what they're doing offensively, I think that it was probably a disappointing day for Colorado.
I'm saying Darvish because he has been better lately and because Zach is my friend.
And Washington has been up and down. You're defending Zach. And Washington's been up and down, and I'm going to go with them having a down outing against Dylan Covey, who, you know, I'm rolling the bones on it. And I don't wish ill upon Darvish. You know how I feel about him. He's going to be here a long time, and I'm on board. One of the few people that really give him the kind of...
I'm skeptical. I don't mind saying I'm skeptical. I'm still skeptical about you, Darvish. I look forward to
him... But you chose him because you dismissed Dylan Covey as not very good.
Dylan Covey had a better May than you, Darvish.
Yes, he did. He sure did.
I'm not dismissing Dylan Covey as much as I'm suggesting that I think that the Sox can supplement the rotation with guys who you have more confidence in.
Like who?
If you bring up Dylan Cease, okay, I have more confidence in Dylan Cease than I do Dylan Covey.
Then you're just exchanging one. You're not bringing up Cease for Covey. You know, Covey has moved up in the rotation.
I don't think you are. No, I don't think you are. Covey's not the guy in the rotation I have the biggest issue with. I think Benuelos is the guy that you're skipping this week for a reason. Because the schedule allows you to, and because he hasn't been what you need him to be.
I know he hasn't been, but Benuelos, you know, whether it's with, you know, whatever, it's been with veteran guile, with good luck, with some kind of hidden ball trick. I don't know what the hell is going on. But he might have won that game yesterday if he was up 5-0, because Ronaldo lost that game yesterday when he was up 5-0.
He did.
And that's what's upsetting.
What a game for him to lose against the team that traded him after that effort.
You would hope. Yeah.
And Eaton. Nobody likes you.
Oh, jeez.
No one likes Eaton.
Seeing him run around the bases.
I know. Don't get me going. All right. 312-644-6767. Light him up and complain to Dan and Connor. They're the ones that that need your anger, not us. We're out of here. We're going to bring in those guys and we'll talk to them. Because we are talkers and we like them and they are our friends. We'll speak with them next. It's Mullion on the Score.
Some of the snowflakes today, some of the biggest I have ever seen.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts, your GNL energy bill went up 60% this month. Seems like you'd want to know. Stand clear of the closing doors.
So, meet Eno, the Capital One assistant that catches things that might look wrong, like increases to a recurring bill, then sends an alert to your phone and helps you fix it. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details. Limitations apply.
Hey, it's Dustin Rhodes here, and when you're hiring, you don't want to waste time. You want an efficient way to get to your short list of qualified candidates, and that's why you need Indeed.com. It's used by over 3 million businesses. You post a job in minutes, you set up the screener questions, then you zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try it for free at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
What's the difference between good and great? Good tells you why they're better. Great proves it every day. At Great Clips, greatness isn't just in our name, it's in everything we do. From our highly skilled stylists to saving your haircut details and clip notes to saving you time with online check-in. Getting your haircut at Great Clips means never having to settle for good enough again. And with over 4,000 salons across the U.S. and Canada, it's easy to find a Great Clips location near you. Download our online check-in app today. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Get to Old Navy. It's super cash time. Now's your big chance to save big on all your favorite